This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana via video conferencing today. At the program, the Prime Minister will also directly transfer 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar. In a statement, the PMO said that this initiative by the Bihar government is aimed at making women Atmanirbhar and promoting the empowerment of women through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that global investors, especially those in the food sector, are looking towards India with great optimism. Addressing the World Food India 2025 program in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister underscored that strong domestic demand gives India a competitive edge and makes it a preferred destination for investors. Acknowledging the challenges of the 21st century, Prime Minister Modi said, India has consistently stepped forward to play a positive role whenever global challenges have arisen.
जो चैलेंजेस दुनिया के सामने आए हैं भारत ने आगे बढ़कर अपनी सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है ग्लोबल फूड सिक्योरिटी में भी भारत निरंतर कंट्रीब्यूट कर रहा है हमारे किसानों हमारे पशुपालकों हमारे मछुआरों के परिश्रम और सरकार की नीतियों से भारत का सामर्थ्य निरंतर बढ़ रहा है बीते दशक में हमारे फूड ग्रेन प्रोडक्शन में काफी वृद्धि हुई है
The Prime Minister stressed that today, India is the world's third largest startup ecosystem with many startups working in the food and agriculture sectors. The four-day event is showcasing India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability and the production of nutritious and organic food. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that those who are fighting against terrorism are performing a service to the international community, presenting the case of Operation Sindoor at G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in New York, Mr. Jaishankar described terrorism as a threat to development and peace.
It is imperative that the world display neither tolerance nor accommodation to terrorist activities. Given the extensive networking among terrorists, those who act against them on any front actually render a larger service to the international community as a whole. As we confront conflict, economic pressures and terrorism, the limitations of multilateralism and the United Nations in particular are visible. The need for reforming multilateralism has never been greater.
The External Affairs Minister also criticized the world's double standards in applying sanctions. He pointed out that sanctions disrupt supplies, logistics and increase costs, creating pressure on nations. He further said that making energy and other essentials more uncertain in an economically fragile situation will help no one. The Home Ministry has cancelled the FCRA certificate of Sonam Wangchuk's NGO. Sources said that, according to official findings, Sonam Wangchuk had deposited 3.5 lakh rupees into the FCRA account of the association in violation of Foreign Contribution Regulation Act in 2021-22. The NGO had also received 4,93,205 rupees from a Swedish donor for educational programs on issues including migration, climate change, food security and sovereignty. The ministry said a foreign contribution cannot be accepted for study on the sovereignty of the nation and said the act is against the national interest of the country. The External Affairs Ministry has informed that three container loads of relief materials reached Kabul, Afghanistan via the Chabahar port and were handed over to the Afghan authorities. This assistance is part of India's ongoing humanitarian support following the recent earthquake in the region. The consignment included food items, water purifiers, protein powder, tin sheets, sleeping bags, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generator sets, family tents, blankets, essential medicines and other medical supplies. And in cricket, Pakistan sealed the final spot by defeating Bangladesh by 11 runs in their Super 4 clash of the Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai last night. With this win, Pakistan will now face India in the summit clash on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.